And the show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. And, of course, it is our fall pledge period, and we have not come to you each day of this show this week. I was off yesterday. Thanks for enjoying classical music during the hour. We did come talk to you with this in mind on Monday, and we will again tomorrow. But today's kind of a doubly special day. It's always special when we have live performers in the studio, which we do the first half of the program from the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, their production of the hit and very funny musical Nonsense. It opens, I think, tomorrow and continues through the 27th of October. And we've got some of the nuns with us on the program. They're going to give a live preview of some of the songs. And then coming up, we're going to be talking with one of the founding members of the a cappella group Straight No Chaser. And surrounding that, we have some interesting incentives in that we've got some tickets to give away to their performance, which is not coming up till November the 9th. But we had a chance to get hold of Dave Roberts, one of the founders. We'll be talking to him coming up, and we'll get more details from Les Schulte, who's the corporate support director here at WILL. And Les, it is always a pleasure, believe it or not, to have you across the studio.
Well, okay, I believe it, I guess. 217-244-0025. That's the number for you to call to show your support to WILL and programs like Live and Local. And it's going to be a fun program. I love Nonsense. What a terrific show.
And Les, by the way, is a theater person who claims he neither sings nor dances, but I've seen him do both.
I have been forced to do both. Yes. I don't know how successfully.
Well, you looked like you'd been forced. But, you know.
And we're not forcing you right now, but we are asking you to make a call and make a pledge of support. This has been a great day so far. We're just about $50,000 on the tote board, and we'd like to go over that right now. And as Kevin mentioned, we have a couple of have a real terrific incentive for you to make that pledge right now. We have a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to the meet and greet to the Live No Chaser performance at Braden Auditorium at the Illinois State University campus in Normal on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 p.m. And we only have 10 pair of these. And with a $200 contribution right now, you can put that on your credit card, your Visa, and your MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. You can set up a payment plan. Whatever works for you will work for us. You can have a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to the meet and greet for Straight No Chaser on Saturday, November 9th at Braden Auditorium. But limited number, so call right now, 217-244-0025, or make that pledge online at willpledge.org.
John Stevens is, last I knew, the executive artistic director.
It's now the executive producer. It changed.
It changed again.
I'm not kidding.
At the Little Theater, you said that last one was going to be it.
I thought, but
executive
the
producer
board keeps changing it on me.
I'm writing this down. At the Little Theater, he also happens to be the stage director for Nonsense.
Yes.
This is not the first you've directed at the Little Theater.
It is the first at the Little Theater
is
that I've
really?
Directed, yeah. And just having a ball with it. The show has always been one of my favorites because it's just silly humor. And I taught at Catholic schools. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Before I came to the Little Theater, I taught in Decatur at two different Catholic schools, St. Teresa High School and St. James Catholic School. And so it kind of hits close to home because I had nuns were the principals at the schools, and you kind of find out that they're real people, and you know people look at nuns sometimes when if they are in the habit, and you go, oh, that's not a real person, you know, that's a nun, and it's like no, they're really real people, and when you get to know these people, they're pretty amazing people, and I think that's what's so fun about this show is that they come out on stage, they do these numbers, and you go, oh, it's nuns doing numbers, and then you find out that they're these real people, and they really have feelings, and they're coming from very different places in life, but their main purpose is to serve God and, you know, help people out.
And put on a show.
And in this case, put on a show.
There are, what, about five or
there
more?
There are actually nine different Nonsense shows now.
I think I've seen three of them, and the first one I saw was the original, which mm-hmm. is what you're doing. And I have to say that both of the others paled in comparison to the first one, in my opinion anyway. Maybe because the concept of singing nuns was new the first time around,
yeah.
Singing dancing nuns.
I mean, there's a formula that Dan Goggins definitely had that he reuses again and again, and it's a lot of the same type of jokes in the other shows. The Christmas one is cute, I think, but it, again, it's the same type of formula. It just, you throw some kids in the mix with that one, and that makes it a little different.
So give us the premise.
Well, the premise of the show is that there was a giant disaster at the convent, and Sister Julia, Child of God, the cook at the convent, poisoned 52 of the sisters accidentally when she made some vichyssoise soup and served it to them, and they died instantly of botulism. So they had to find a way to raise money to bury these 52 sisters. So they started a greeting card company, they raised enough money to bury 48 of the sisters, but there's still four girls that are in the freezer. That was the only place that they had to put them. So they're doing this show to raise money to bury these last four girls and give them their heavenly reward.
This is the thinnest possible premise to put on a musical.
And truly, it's all based off of a greeting card about a nun dying and being put in the freezer that the original Mother Superior sent to Dan Goggins. She was posing as a Mother Superior doing this whole line of greeting cards, and she thought this one about a dead nun in the freezer was funny, and she sent it to him, and he wrote the show off of it.
I never heard that part.
Yes, that is absolutely the truth.
So this is a real-life story, yes, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah.
So there is a Mother Superior. We don't have her with us today. She's actually – is she still the Associate Artistic Director?
She still is the Associate Artistic Director,
title change there. Teresa Kincaid. And we also – there's the other character whose name I love. I love all these names, really. Sister Mary Hubert, who's going to be played by Sophie Grimm. And then we have with us at the studio three other sisters, Mary Amnesia, who is a Karagai, Sister Mary Leo. They all have, except for Amnesia, they all have male names somewhere in the line. Melissa Jones, and then a Sister Robert Ann, Jamie Finkenthal. Did I say it right? And at the piano, we have Andy Hudson with us. Does that mean you're the music director for this production?
It does not. Kevin Long is music director of this production, but due to some scheduling issues, I'm playing a number of the shows.
And has been the associate music director and been with us through the entire rehearsal process.
Yeah. Well, we are very pleased to have all of you here. What are we going to hear first? We're going to hear something from the show.
We're
going to
hear Clean Out the Freezer.
Appropriate, given your lead-in.
Yes.
So I guess we know what this is
about.
They've
just been served with a summons, and that they're going to have to clean out the freezer. The Board of Health has found out that these girls are in the freezer.
And we have all three of our ladies with us from the Little Theater in the Squares production of Nonsense, which goes up in Sullivan, Illinois, tomorrow and runs through the 27th. This is Live and Local.
We've got to clean out the freezer
by tomorrow morning,
'cause the County Board of Health has sent the final warning.
They're not buying our line, the dead nuns rise and shine. We must comply or face a fine.
We've got to clean out the freezer, 'cause they know we're the ones who have refused to start defrosting those four blue nuns. The time has come to send them off to their reward and let them greet the Lord.
And heaven awaits, so pack them in crates and tell St. Peter they'll be at those pearly gates, and tell them these are nuns on ice that we are certain didn't sin, and we'd be very grateful if you let them come in.
To clean out the freezer by tomorrow morning, someone holler to Gabriel to blow his horn. And when the saints go marching to that heavenly door, tell them there's gonna be four more.
We've got to clean out the freezer and defrost the dead, because the County Board of Health is blaming. They've been misled and they're not buying our line. The dead nuns rise and shine, we must bury them instead.
They're not buying our line.
Nuns rise and shine.
We must bury them instead.
They're dead.
And there you have it. Clean Out the Freezer from Nonsense, with Karagai, Melissa Jones, and Jamie Finkenthal in the roles of Sister Mary Amnesia, Sister Mary Leo, and Sister Robert Ann in that order. Andy Hudson is at the piano. And that show is going to be at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, directed by John Stevens, who is also with us on the program today. Before I ask the sisters a couple of questions here about your roles, let's remind folks that here on Live and Local this week, we are asking for your support during this fall pledge period. We're doing so on both WYNL-FM and on WYNL-AM. And we're making reasonable progress towards our fairly lofty goal of listener support. Mostly we want to be sure that we let you know that you have the opportunity to support Live and Local, and also that it's really important that you do that to make sure that we're here for you next week and next year and the year or two or three or five after that.
That's right, Kevin. It is that member support that really does make a difference at WILL and the programs that you hear, like Live and Local. Over 40% of the money necessary to operate the station comes directly from listener support, and that makes listener support the single largest and most reliable source of income for WILL. So if you have not yet made your contribution this fall, call this number, 217-244-0025, or make that pledge online at willpledge.org. A real incentive to call now during Live and Local, today's Live and Local, because we have 10 pair of tickets to see Straight No Chaser coming up on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 p.m. at Braden Auditorium at Illinois State University in Normal. And for a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to a meet and greet, to meet and greet Straight No Chaser, make a $200 contribution right now. For a $200 contribution, you get a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to the meet and greet. Our way of saying thanks for making your pledge of support. That's coming up on Saturday, November the 9th at Braden. And coming up in the second half of the show, Kevin has an interview with a Straight No Chaser.
Well, not all 10 of them.
Not all 10 of them.
We have
well, okay.
One of the founding members.
Well, that's
named
good
Dave
enough.
Roberts. Yeah.
That'll be coming up later on. But there is time for you to make your pledge of support right now at 217-244-0025 or donate online at willpledge.org. Don't put it off any longer. The pledge drive ends tomorrow afternoon. So your contribution now is more important than ever. Do it now.
217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org. It's very easy to do, especially online. You don't even have to talk to a person if you don't want to when you contribute online. Kara and Melissa and Jamie, I gather that during a couple of those silent moments of the song you just did, there's dancing going on.
Yeah.
So there are the dancing, singing and dancing nuns. You say that like, yeah, we have to dance. You sound like Les when he's talking about dancing.
It's been a challenge to put on the habit and then dance the way that we rehearsed. There's a lot to contend with.
Kara's playing double duty, too, because she's the choreographer for the show
as well as
Sister Amnesia.
So I think we were like, this is easy. Just step touch. And then all of a sudden you put on a habit and you can't see peripherally. And we get a lot hotter than we probably should.
So is this payback for you as the choreographer for all the moves that you've asked people to do in the
past
that were just impossible?
I was like, oh, no, it's not that bad. I've played a nun before. It won't be that bad. I am sweating underneath that habit. It's pulling my hair. So, yeah. There's a lot of layers.
And I gather that as you go along, once you get the costumes on, mm-hmm. which typically doesn't happen until production week, right?
Yeah, we've worked with them a little earlier now just because it is kind of difficult. Like, Melissa's character is a ballerina in the show. And so when she dances on her pointe shoes, we had to see whether or not she could actually lift her leg or do any of the stuff that she was supposed to do. So
some points of choreography probably get modified.
I was like, do what feels good.
Have any of you had experience with actual nuns?
I have not.
No.
Yes, I went to Catholic school as well.
You did also?
My first grade teacher was Sister Erna.
Oh.
She only had one name?
Yeah, that's all I knew. And she was very stingy. And whenever we did something well, we only got one Skittle. Oh. That was it. It was a tree, but it was so minimal.
But Jamie is the one that's kind of come the farthest with this because she's Jewish, actually, and knew nothing about nuns.
Well, surely you've heard. Well, all right.
I've seen nuns in the grocery store a lot. But that's really been my interaction with them.
Okay, so here's a test. I'm just very curious about this.
No.
Do Jewish women have a different notion of what a nun is than, say, you know, Christian women or especially Catholic women?
I don't think so.
I don't know how sheltered you've been.
And not, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, live in Chicago now, but, you know, pretty much the same view, I think, that they're educated women whose life is dedicated to God, you know. So, yeah.
So probably about the same. So I guess what I'm sort of also leading up to, since only one of you has personal experience with nuns, if you've had felt compelled to do any research and base any aspect of your character on reality, or is the script fine because it's so far out from what nuns really do that works for you?
Well, there were nuns on my flight to Chicago from New York, so I felt like that was a good enough start for me before.
And did you observe anything in particular that you found helpful?
They were very quiet.
These not girls helpful are at all. Not quiet in rehearsal.
It's a good lesson to learn.
No, I would imagine not. What are some of the most fun aspects of doing nonsense?
I think that, I mean, it is silly, but it's hilarious. It's just funny because everybody's so, they're so serious, and because they're so serious, it's really hilarious. Like, they take everything that they're doing in this production and every line that they say, they're very serious and committed about it. But it's hilarious because, you know, you have somebody who, like, thinks they're a comedian. You have another person who thinks they're a ballerina. I just think, you know, that life is great, and I'm just an idiot in the show. I mean, everybody just kind of plays everything with such conviction that it's really fun.
So, reminder that your character, Kara, is Sister Mary Amnesia, so presumably you don't remember a thing.
I don't remember a thing, and I'm kind of a dud. Like, I just am like, whatever happens, I'm totally going along with it, and everybody thinks it's great. I mean, I just have no clue throughout the entire show.
She doesn't know who she is because a crucifix fell on her head.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else?
And she lost her memory from that. Yeah.
There are places we could go with that.
There are so many places we could go, yes.
Had better not. I'm talking with folks involved with the production of Nonsense happening at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan. Runs the 18th through the 27th. We can run down in just a little while when all the performances are. But I want to make a special note, as an aside really, that as it happens, tonight on WYLL-TV, our companion station here, there is our series called Illinois Pioneers. And the Illinois pioneer who is the guest tonight happens to be the founder of the Little Theater in the Square in Sullivan. His name is Guy Little. And he is the featured subject. That's going to air tonight at 7:30. And you can even watch it without feeling guilty that you're missing Nonsense, since that doesn't open until tomorrow.
Till tomorrow, yes. You can watch both. We'll be in dress rehearsal, but...
Well, that's fine. You can watch the tape later. But that's tonight at 7:30 on our companion station, WYLL-TV. Illinois Pioneers, featuring Guy Little. Well, let's have us another song. Who wants to set this one up? This is a solo number. With our Jewish nun.
Yes.
There is actually a version of Nonsense called Meshuggah Nuns, and it's
I'd
a
be
Jewish,
so good in that.
Jewish.
Is that your bid to be cast the next when they decide to do this?
Yeah.
Tell a little bit about what is going on here.
Robert Ann wants to be, she's always wanted to be a star, but she wants to perform, and the Mother Superior doesn't let her until the second act where they need something. And she's like, I can do it. I can do my song. And they finally let her do the song, and this is the song they let her do that she's been working on for a long time.
And we assume it's a success, or we need to find out.
You got to find out.
Jamie Finkenthal is Sister Robert Ann, Andy Hudson at the piano from the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan here on Live and Local.
When I became a nun at a very early age, I had to choose between the convent and the life upon the stage. So when Reverend Mother said, we're putting on a show, I must tell you I was thrilled to death. I couldn't wait to go. Well, now to my surprise, Reverend Mother didn't see what's so obvious. The stage is meant for me. money and fame I don't desire. I only want to sparkle, I don't want to start a fire, you see. I don't care if I'm ever rich or famous, I just want to be a star. I don't care if you know what my name is, Robert, I just want to be a star. I want to be the nun who makes you cheer, the nun who's out in front instead of in the rear. For once I want to lead the band and have the crowd in the palm of my hand. I don't care if I'm ever rich or famous, just so I can be a star. When I began this show, they were really green. They didn't know a chorus line from a chorus queen. They didn't realize in the chorus line, you never get to stretch your stuff, you never really shine. I don't care if I'm ever rich or famous, I just wanna be a star. Sure, it's true that my only claim to fame is I got what it takes to be a star. I know my vow of poverty means I can make a fortune, but when we're 80 and sitting on the porch in the old nun's home and they ask who we are, I just wanna say, hey, I was a star. And I don't care if I'm ever rich or famous, just wanna be. A chorus line is not for me. I'm red hot to be a star. Hey, Regina, park your own damn car. I just wanna be a star.
Well, on how it looks on stage, or what the setup, or you know what happens after, really, but musically that seemed pretty successful to me. From Nonsense, that was Sister Robert Ann, played here by Jamie Finkenthal, and that I think is what they call a belting number. Made reference to Regina in there. That's Sister Reverend Mother Regina, mm-hmm. who it says here was a former circus performer.
Yes. That's something that the other girls on the show aren't supposed to know, but she tells the audience in a monologue that her family started with an act, and all of her brothers and sisters were in the act as well, and it was called Two Tons on a Tightrope because her parents were a bit on the hefty side. So there's a whole setup to that. There's so many just silly, wacky things. He literally must have pulled things out of a hat and said, oh, we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to talk about this, you know, when he was writing this show. And it seems to work, though.
Well, I would think so. I know you haven't done a performance yet.
We have not.
But have you been involved, any of you, with other productions of any of the Nonsense shows?
I've done none.
Yeah, we did. Played Amnesia in Nuncrackers Little Theater a couple years ago.
I mean, I know. I mean, this whole show makes fun of nuns, and mm-hmm. I don't really mean to make fun of nuns. But then again, why not? What's your sense of how nuns received the show? Have you had some come to Nuncrackers, for example?
I don't think that there are a lot of nuns in the area, but I know that two of the nuns that I worked with actually came to see Nuncrackers, and they loved this show. I mean, it pokes fun at something that is, you know, part of their lives that they poke fun at. You know, they understand that people have this kind of almost stigma with nuns. It's like, oh, you're a nun. You must not have any life. And that's not true. So, you know, they do fun things just like anybody else. From, you know, one of the nuns that was principal, her favorite thing to do when she had time off was go to amusement parks and ride roller coasters. And I thought that was wacky that she loved to ride roller coasters, but that's just the type of woman that she was. And so, you know, it's fun that they can poke fun at it as well.
And a roller coaster with habit flying. The image is wonderful. Little Theater in the Square putting on Nonsense starting tomorrow, running through the 27th. Performances are, correct me if I don't have these right, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday matinees at 2 o'clock. There's a Saturday matinees at 4 o'clock.
It's actually at 2 o'clock for this
also
run.
Also 2
sorry.
O'clock. And then evening shows at 8 o'clock.
Yes, 7:30 on all the evening shows. I really screwed that one up.
Man, you got to fix your website.
Yeah.
Radio people rely on websites.
Yes.
So if you want more information, go and the phone number, go to thelittletheater.org.
Yes.
John Stevens is some title
executive
or other.
Producer.
Executive producer. He's directing this production, which is more to the point. Andy Hudson has joined us on the piano and is directing playing for some of the shows. Kara Guy, Melissa Jones, and Jamie Finkenthal play three of the nuns. And it sounds like it should be a blast. Hope you all have fun. And thanks very much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our program is made possible by Cranet Art Museum, presenting an artist talk, curating context with Lynn Rice, principal of Rice Lipka Architects, New York, on Thursday, October 17th at 5:30 p.m. in the Cranet Art Museum Auditorium. I believe that is today. And coming up in a moment, Straight No Chaser. First, reminder that on Live and Local today, we're looking for some financial support so that you can enjoy this this show for ages to come. Les Schulte is our corporate support director, and we've got a bit of an incentive having to do with Straight No Chaser.
We have a great incentive. Today only, we have the 10 pair of tickets that we can give away as thank you gifts if you can make a pledge at the $200 level or above. We have just 10 pair of these tickets with passes. And so if you make a $200 contribution today during Live and Local, you can pick up a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to a meet and greet with Straight No Chaser on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 p.m. They'll be at Braden Auditorium at Illinois State University in Normal. And because we have such a limited number of tickets, we can only do this today only. So make that $200 contribution if that fits into your budget. You can put that on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And so don't let this offer pass you by. Support a program that you really enjoy, that you enjoy being on your public radio station. Live and Local. This is the place where you hear the voices of artists and poets and musicians like we've heard today live. And they're local. They're with a great show, Nonsense. It's a terrific show. And so this program, Live and Local, this brings you what's happening in your arts community, and we're proud to do it. We're happy to have it on your public radio station, but it needs your support right now. 217-244-9455. Or make that pledge online, willpledge.org. Remember, if you can make a $200 contribution today during Live and Local, you can have a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to a meet and greet with Straight No Chaser on Saturday, November 9th. They'll be at Braden Auditorium in Normal.
And correction on that phone number, 217-244-0025.
Did I give the other number?
0025 or online at willpledge.org. Stay tuned for a conversation with founding member of Straight No Chaser, David Roberts.
Oh, hallelujah.
From their latest CD called Under the Influence, out just earlier this year, that's called Hallelujah, Straight No Chaser, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're coming to Braden Auditorium on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal on Saturday, November 9th for an 8 o'clock show. We don't usually cover shows quite that far ahead here on Live and Local, usually talking about the same day or maybe next week. But we happen to have an unusual opportunity here that converges with our fall pledge period, and that is that we have a special incentive having to do with that concert. In a moment, we're going to be talking with one of the founding members, Dave Roberts, of Straight No Chaser. But first, a reminder of that special incentive from Les Schulte.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. That's right. We have here's the deal. If you can make a $200 pledge right now to WILL and to a program like Live and Local, we have a pair of tickets and a pair of passes to a meet and greet to the Straight No Chaser concert on Saturday, November the 9th. Starts at 8 p.m. It's at Braden Auditorium, Illinois State University, over in Normal. And we only have 10 pair of these passes available, 10 pair of these tickets. So when you make a $200 contribution right now, you can have a pair of tickets, a pair of passes to the meet and greet for the Straight No Chaser concert on Saturday, November the 9th. And so don't delay. Make that call, 217-244-0025, or go online to willpledge.org. Vincent Trouth is joining us this afternoon.
Hey, Les.
Hey, Vincent. And, you know, a program like Live and Local, we think it is a very important show because it lets us highlight the great wealth of talent that we have in our area.
It's an amazing program. I've had the pleasure of filling in for Kevin when he's out and about. It's an amazing show, as you all know, because you're tuned in, of course. We're really interested in serving your needs. We want to know how we can serve you. Live and Local was an answer to many of those questions. How can we get more local things on the air live? And we need, of course, to hear from you and your support at 217-244-0025. We have a tendency to say it fast. We're excited about what we do. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. How about taking us up on those $200? Have your pledge now and get in on the meet and greet for Straight No Chaser and, of course, tickets to the program.
Yeah,
so let's hear from you.
It's going to be a great show. And our pledge producer, Charlie Smith, went and saw them the last time they were here, went to that meet and greet, had a great time. She says, bring your camera. So why don't you be the one to go this year? 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
And it should be added that you don't have to make a $200 contribution today. You can contribute at any amount. The most important message we have for you today is that you support Live and Local. Let us know that it's a show that you do value. We have this idea that we're serving you with it, as well as serving many of the artists who I talk to every day. Certainly a great pleasure for me, and I hope that you take some pleasure and learn a few things from the conversations we have here, including the conversation next with one of the founding members of Straight No Chaser. His name is Dave Roberts. And actually talked with him the other day and asked him to give a little bit of a history of how the group came together. They had begun at Indiana University in Bloomington as one of your regular college a cappella groups.
You know, what happened was we all kind of left and went our own ways. I went to a grad school in New York, was working at a bank there, and then this YouTube video gets posted by Randy Stein, more or less for us to show our families and to kind of reminisce. And next thing you know, it's got 8 million views in about 4 weeks, late 2007. And early 2008, we get a call from Atlantic Records, and here we are.
And the YouTube video we're talking about, of course, was your rendition of The 12 Days of Christmas, or really an adaptation of somebody else's comic arrangement that you guys added some things to. And this thing not only went viral on YouTube for Straight No Chaser, but it also seems to have more or less gone viral, in a sense, to other college a cappella groups who've picked up on this arrangement and do it, and have probably piggybacked off of your success, I guess.
Hey, well, you know, they say imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. So we are very flattered that a lot of groups, and not just a cappella groups, we've heard stories about high school choirs and other sort of music performance groups picking this up and running with it. So we're just thrilled with not just the popularity of the YouTube clip, but that everybody's picking up on and running with it.
When you guys started in 1996, I really don't remember myself or know the history of college a cappella groups, other than, you know, really ancient ones like some of the ones going on in the Ivy League.
Sure, the Whiffoofs and the Beelzebubs. Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
The presence is mostly out in the East Coast for whatever reason. There are some relatively younger ones in and around the Big Ten. And, you know, one of our founder and original director, Dan Ponce, when he started the group, that was one of his goals for being an undergrad at Indiana, was to bring an a cappella group to that campus where the music presence is so strong there. But there wasn't any sort of a cappella group. So he had friends at Illinois and in Michigan that were joining those groups. And he wanted to create that at Indiana. So I guess you could say, mission accomplished.
So were you guys more or less on the front edge of what has become to be an enormous presence at many college campuses with so many different mm-hmm. a cappella groups?
Absolutely. We kind of hit the front end of that wave, and you know, the wave's only gotten larger since we left it at the university, and I don't think it's peaked yet. There's still a lot of momentum behind sort of vocal music with shows like Glee gaining a lot of popularity, and there are other a cappella groups now that are starting to go pro. There's Pentatonix, obviously a very popular group, and there's a younger group called Gentleman's Rule, also some of our alumni from the undergrad group that are kicking off as well. So there's a lot of momentum right now behind what we do, and it's just really exciting to see everything building.
Do you, when you all came back together again, and have of course been together since that time, about 2006, did you sort of have a sense that you're going back to college?
Every time we get together. Oh yeah, absolutely. We feel like we're just right back in college, and you know, we tell the same jokes and the same stories. So our wives and girlfriends have had it, you know, had up to their eyeballs, but we can't get enough.
Of course, the tune that made you guys famous was a Christmas tune, and the first two albums you came out with were both Christmas records, holiday records, if you mm-hmm. like. Why the Christmas particularly? It took you till what, just a few years ago to come out with a non holiday CD. Is that an expectation, you think, that first song set up for the group?
Absolutely, it was that expectation. That's what most people knew us as, was this sort of holiday song. You know, millions of people on YouTube, and it wasn't actually until we started doing until we did our first PBS special, really, that people started to recognize us doing sort of non-holiday music. So that first PBS episode that we did really helped solidify that fan base and really sort of helped take us away from just a holiday music group. Now, we still very much enjoy doing holiday songs, but, you know, there's only a couple of months a year where people will accept you doing that kind of stuff. As we start this tour now in October, we get some you know, eyes rolled at us as we start rehearsing the Christmas music.
Well, here is it has the name of a holiday tune, a Christmas tune, but it is not one. And in fact, I hadn't heard this song since I was in high school, I think. And this comes off of your previous non-Christmas record. It's called With a Twist. And this is Joy to the World. I can't remember who did this song originally.
It was that Three Dog Night? I'm not sure now that you mention it.
Yeah, I'm asking you. My memory is really poor. Because that was a while ago. Well, let's give it a listen.
That was a while ago. Yes, it's a great song.
Straight No Chaser, Joy to the World, it's called. And they're going to be coming to the Braden Auditorium in Normal on the campus of Illinois State University on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned to find out how you can get some tickets to that show. Dave Roberts is my guest here on Live and Local.
Joy to the world, now. Joy to the world, joy to the world. Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Joy to the world,
joy to the world.
All the boys and girls.
Wow, a Christmas song that isn't Joy to the World from the album With a Twist, which is the next-to-last album by Straight No Chaser, who you heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. They are coming to Braden Auditorium at Illinois State University in Normal on Saturday, November the 9th at 8 o'clock. Our programs today on WILL are made possible with support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. The first part of that mention, support of the Friends of WILL, is part of what we're here for today on Live and Local. Of course, we always bring you news about conversations with artists who are working in or performing in our listening area, Straight No Chaser, of course, the latter. And we're also about the business of asking you to consider supporting the program to ensure that this service is with us for a long time, and here to help me do that and also to give you an incentive related to Straight No Chaser is our corporate support director, Les Schulte, who, and also one of my colleagues here, Vincent Trouth, who produces our evening concerts every day.
That's right, Kevin, and we are just taking a moment, a couple of minutes right now, to ask for your support. Here in the final days of our fall pledge period, an important time for us, 40% of the money necessary to operate this station, and that means programs like Live and Local that you hear on WILL come directly from you, the listeners of this station. That's why we're asking you to go to the phone and call 217-244-0025 or go online to willpledge.org and make your contribution there. And Vincent, this really is, a terrific offer we have coming up at Braden Auditorium to see Straight No Chaser.
Indeed. If you're in the, shall we say, in the ability to pay, as it were, for a $200 level donation, one pair of tickets to the Straight No Chaser concert on November 9th. It's at 8 o'clock at Braden Auditorium, Illinois State University campus, Norm, Illinois. We have 10 pair of tickets for the concert and a meet and greet afterwards. So get in on that now at 217-244-0025 or pledge online at willpledge.org. Again, that's getting in on a pair of passes to the concert and the meet and greet for Straight No Chaser Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. 217-244-0025 is the number. Thanks if you've made a pledge already. Become a sustaining member. It's, you know, pick a level, $5 a month. There's automatic renewal. Payment options include electric fund transfer, EFT payroll deduction, and of course we can use your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
That's right. Any amount is greatly appreciated, whether it be $60 a year or $600 a year. You decide whatever fits into your budget. Keep in mind, if you can make a $200 contribution right now, before the end of this program, we have these passes and a pair of tickets to a meet and greet to see Straight No Chaser Saturday, November 9th at 8 p.m. at Braden Auditorium over in Normal. Our way of saying thanks to you when you make that call at 217-244-0025 or make that pledge online at willpledge.org.
Straight No Chaser, of course, just one of the many groups who we cover here on Live and Local. And we try to, scouring all the performances that happen throughout our listening area, try to find those that I think you'll find interesting and I think sometimes that need our help in bringing themselves an audience. Straight No Chaser may not need as much help as everybody, but in this case, we're giving you sort of the extra advantage, potentially, of going to see that at no extra charge beyond your pledge. And then, of course, for the great opportunity to meet Dave Roberts, my guest, and all the rest of the nine guys who are in that group. Phone number 217-244-0025, or to make your pledge online in any amount, it's willpledge.org, willpledge.org. Earlier this week when I talked with Dave Roberts, I had asked him a little bit about turnover in the group because, of course, they started at Bloomington, in Indiana University of Bloomington, and not all of the original founders became members of the professional group. And then every once in a while, they do lose people, as any group does. And I was kind of curious about how that all worked out.
So we've had three guys that were part of the professional group that sort of retired from that group. And when that happens, we always look internally to that brotherhood that we created in Indiana for the talent that's there, and we pull them up from our ranks from our alumni members of the student group in Indiana. So we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of talent to choose to pick from. So,
what's your audition process like?
Well, we get together and we play basketball, and whoever wins is in the group.
Is that it?
No, there's
it could be. I mean, who knows?
Obviously, yeah. Mostly the auditions, because we're picking from a circle of guys that we've known for a long time, auditions are very casual. We know the voices already. We know the personalities. We know what's going to work. And the guys that we ask, it's more of a challenge for them to figure out if it's something that they want to do, if they want to take their whole lives as they know it and basically turn it upside down to quit their jobs and to come, you know, be on the road for 6 to 9 months out of the year. So it's less a question for the group members. We already know the talent levels and the personality levels. It's more a question of the individual. Hey, do you really want to take life as you know it and completely rearrange it?
You referred to having the right personality type, or at least you know their personality, of a potential member, replacement mm-hmm. member. Is there such a thing as a personality of a member of Straight No Chaser, some type of person that you generally look for?
I think just personality is what we look for. We're all 10 of us have very strong personalities, but at the same time, we've known each other for 15 years, almost 20 now. So we're just a big brotherhood. So there's no personality conflicts, but just like any family, you know, there are arguments from time to time, but, you know, we settle in just like any other family would. You know, you talk through it, maybe have a blowout, and then we're all grabbing beers afterwards.
I wanted to ask you about a phrase that is, it's more than a phrase. It's a whole topic here that's in the biography that people can read on your website, in which it says, in an era when so much pop music is the product of digital processing and vocal pro-tooling, and for those who don't know what pro-tooling is, Pro Tools is actually a program that can process sound and that people use all the time to process music. Talk to us a little bit about what that means for the sound of Straight No Chaser.
Well, I think that actually plays in a lot to why we're seeing a resurgence in popularity for vocal music. Because a lot of times you'll listen to, you know, maybe if you listen to the top 40 or pop, you hear very processed, you hear a lot of auto-tuning, you hear a lot of digital effects going on. And I think we're seeing a thirst for just more natural, more real music. And that's part of where our name comes from. Also, it's just Straight No Chaser. We're just up there, just our voices. There's no chaser. There's nothing else going on. So I think that part of our popularity is a thirst for hearing just that straight vocal harmonies without any digitization or anything else getting in between us as a performer and you as the audience. And that's what you get at our shows for sure. It's just there's no tracks, there's no auto-tuning, there's no effects. We're just us, 10 guys, 10 microphones on stage.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Dave Roberts is one of the founding members of Straight No Chaser. He is, of course, a member again. And they're coming to Braden Auditorium at the Bowdoin Student Center of Illinois State University in Normal Saturday, November the 9th at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned to find out how you can get tickets and meet some of the band members. We're going to go out with, this has got to be one of my all-time favorite songs, one of these two. It's a sort of a medley. It's called I'm Yours and, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow from With a Twist by Straight No Chaser. Dave, thanks very much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This is our
Straight No Chaser, I'm Yours, and Somewhere Over the Rainbow from their CD called With a Twist. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, where our programs are made possible by Strawberry Fields, natural food store and cafe, offering more than 3,000 certified organic products, including a wide variety of healthy back-to-school lunch and snack options. Strawberry Fields on Springfield Avenue in Urbana. Straight No Chaser are coming to Braden Auditorium at Illinois State University in Normal on Saturday, November 9th for an 8 o'clock show. And we talked to them earlier than we normally would have here on Live and Local because in conjunction with our October pledge period, which is what we're in right now, we have this special incentive. And I want to say thanks to Les Schulte and Vincent Trouth for joining me on the show today. You want to reiterate that for us, Les?
Sure, would be happy to. Here's the deal. We have 10 pair of tickets, and we can do this today only. For a $200 contribution, you can get a pair of tickets with a pair of passes to a meet and greet to see Straight No Chaser when they do come to Braden Auditorium in Normal on Saturday, November the 9th for an 8 p.m. performance. It's going to be a lot of fun, and this is our way of saying thanks to you for supporting a program like Live and Local. Make that $200 contribution. You can put it on your credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. The number to call is 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Vincent, Live and Local is, we think, is an important program here for us because it gives us a real connection to the arts community and what's going on in our area.
And incredibly so, yeah. Lots of stations, public radio stations, don't have a program like this. This is really unique for our area, and we're asking for your support for Live and Local. Have you tried our new cell phone app? You can donate that way. 217-244-0025 or pledge online at willpledge.org.
It's simple. It's easy. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make that call. And you can pledge really at any amount that fits into your budget. Maybe it's $60 a year, or maybe it's $100 a year. Whatever fits into your budget, it works for us. We're just looking for your involvement right now. We're less than a couple of $100 away from $51,000 on the board. And that's why we're asking you right now to help keep this momentum going on this great day of pledging that we've had today. We want to thank everybody who has pledged. Join them now at 217-244-0025 or go online to willpledge.org.
Thanks, Les, and thanks, Vincent. And thanks to all of you who have supported this program in the past and this week so far. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 4 o'clock for another show in which I'll be talking with country singer Iris DeMent. I guess you call her country singer, singer-songwriter. She's going to be in our area a couple of times coming up very soon. Also, we'll be having live in our studio flutist Rebecca Johnson, who's on faculty at Eastern Illinois University, and pianist Kara Chowning. They'll be playing for us live on the show tomorrow. 217-244-0025, the number to call to support Live and Local, or online at willpledge.org. You're listening to 90.9 WYL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.